Hi, welcome back to another episode of The Rugged Gospel. Let's get right into today's episode.
Welcome back to our Holy Week series. We are now on Monday, which doesn't have a catchy phrase like Palm Sunday, but I heard once of Disruption Monday. So this is what we will call it today, amen, and we'll go into why in a bit. But we saw the triumphant entrance of Jesus and the cheerful crowd, but we also had the religious leaders, amen, who were not very happy about the claims that Jesus was making and the way that the crowd was believing these claims, amen. They didn't know of all the things that would happen in the next couple of days, amen. So what we have on Monday is Jesus really focusing on these religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, amen, and beginning to tear apart their misconceptions of their own faith. And what we noticed on Monday is the tone quickly changes. You have a cheery Sunday yesterday, amen, and there will be a very cheerful Sunday coming next Sunday. But things began to feel different on this Monday. The first thing that we see happen on this Monday is Jesus is with his disciples and he is staying in Bethany, which is about an hour and a half outside of Jerusalem. They walk in the morning from Bethany into Jerusalem, and I'm thinking that maybe they are hungry. They maybe haven't had anything to eat, amen, and they see a fig tree and they walk over to it. And it looks normal from a distance, amen. But when they get close to it and they begin to see it, the fig tree has absolutely no fruit, amen. And so Jesus looks at this fig tree and he curses it. He doesn't explain why, amen. He doesn't explain anything until tomorrow of why he is cursing this fig tree. So I won't explain until tomorrow, but the disciples, I think, would have known that this is not good for Israel, amen. Because over and over in the Old Testament, Israel is compared to a fig tree, and it would take maybe not much knowledge to see that what Jesus is maybe doing would bear or saying, right, would very likely be some sort of judgment against Israel. But we will jump more into that tomorrow, amen. So Jesus and his disciples enter into Jerusalem, and I have to imagine that the disciples were maybe on guard at this point, maybe more alert, kind of looking around, seeing what's going on. I mean, they know that they have majorly disrupted the powers that be in Jerusalem the day before. Amen. We know that there was some sort of disruption then, amen, with his triumphant entrance into the city. So they enter into this city, into Jerusalem, and later that day they enter into the temple where we see here another famous scene that a lot of people know about and I'm sure you've heard of before. So Jesus arrives at the temple, and what it's supposed to be a house of prayer, amen, Jesus looks and sees what we can maybe describe as a marketplace. He sees what he calls a den of thieves, amen. Then we see Jesus doing something that we haven't really seen Jesus do before, amen. Or we haven't seen Jesus react in this certain sense before. Jesus at this point starts turning over tables. He's throwing the chairs. He's scaring customers. He's stopping people from making money at the temple. You can see that, you know, or imagine that we see a Jesus that we haven't seen, a Jesus that is maybe upset and maybe I can say even mad at what's going on in this temple, amen, of all the things that they're doing, aside from actually being the house of prayer, being that house of worship, being that house where he is exalted, amen, where we're seeing all of these different things but that, amen. And what he's doing here, amen, all this disruption that he is creating is not going to go over very well with the religious leaders. And I want to mention something before we move on, right? And before we keep going with this, is that as we encounter Jesus in our lives, amen, we are going to be disrupted by a Jesus that does not meet all of our expectations, amen. And that's because Jesus was not made by or for us. We were made by and for him, amen. And I just wanted to mention that here before we keep going. But as we go on, and the plot of this very accelerates just very quickly, this is the point really of no return. I would think that these religious leaders maybe are not going to be okay with anything that's happening and what Jesus is doing, right? And I also wanted to mention this. Maybe those religious leaders would have been okay with that Jesus that is very far away from the city, right? On the countryside, telling those stories to those people. But here you have a Jesus at the Capitol, amen, that is tearing everything apart at the temple and acting as if there is no authority in this world over him. Amen. We can see it maybe nowadays and kind of compare it to myself going to a market and just starting to throw everything everywhere. Somebody would probably call the cops at some point. I would be arrested, taken to jail. Right? You can imagine the rest of that story. But this is the point of no return for Jesus, right? Jesus will die. These religious people of those days are not going to take this and take what Jesus is doing and do nothing about it. They are going to do something about this. They are going to come together, talk, and maybe see like what is going on with this person. What can we do about him, right? So the evening comes after this happened, and they return to Bethany. And day two of this most important week in history is over, right? And as we think about this Monday, this disruption Monday, it would be helpful to acknowledge that in our lives, we will have unique disruptions, right? And I think it would be good on this Monday to stop and really consider, would God be bringing these disruptions into my life to communicate something about him or something about his kingdom that I am not knowing, believing, or embracing? What is he saying to you? What is he saying to me through the disruptions that we have in our lives? How might his kingship and the disruption might actually bring peace in the chaos and calm to the fear? Amen. Ask this and meditate on this Monday. And I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow on Tuesday to go into what happened then. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Rugged Gospel. I want to thank you all so much for all the stars and reviews and all your support this far. If you haven't, please leave us a review and a rating, which helps the podcast grow and be more visible to people. Make sure to follow us on Instagram for all announcements and please comment. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, we're so excited to announce that we are now on YouTube. Please go and subscribe to the channel. The link will be listed below. Thank you all again, and we'll see you on another episode of The Rugged Gospel.